This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience is putting you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between England and Iran. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
So, guys, we've just been to see England versus Iran, a 6-2 win for England. My name's Chris Loxton. Joining me in the car is Pascal Zubabula, our goalkeeper specialist, Duri Char, Jurgen Klinsmann and Harry Lowe, our football performance analyst. So we're going to talk a little bit as we're on our way to the next game, which is Wales versus the USA at Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium. But Duri, Iran for the first 10-15 minutes, they were very strong in terms of being compact and trying to keep England out. Tell us a little bit about what you saw.
Yes, it was in the beginning was a typical Iran game. How you can say in the Asian qualification when I play against them, they stay compact. The block, aggressive against the ball, sometimes looks a bit dirty with many fouls, but that's the style from Iran. Yeah, I think they make it the first 10-15 minutes well, not bad, not perfect, but was okay. But after, I think England find the game rhythm and they play 1-2 touch football and move the runs behind the last unit, yeah, then you could see the quality from England and it was not easy for Iran to play against England.
And Jurgen, you were focusing on England tonight. I mean, Duri, you just said about tempo and the rhythm, but tell us about what you saw, Jurgen.
Well, a super interesting game. Obviously, England, one of the favorites for this World Cup, needed to be kind of very, very aware of the approach from Iran, that they try to slow down the game, many fouls, as Duri said, never giving them the real rhythm. But huge compliment to England, because after the situation with the goalkeeper that needed to leave the field, and after minutes, I think 15 minutes break, they picked up the pace right away again. They didn't let the game slow down by the Iranians, and they played their style of football that we see week per week in the Premier League. You know, fast, 1-2 touches, as Duri said, really quick, and they kept the tempo going. And when you do that, you open up spaces. And if your individual players then start to shine in a certain way, and today I think Jude Bellingham was the player, the man of the match, in my opinion. He made the ball circulate. He was the connector in the midfield. He was the playmaker in a certain way. First, he was a bit deeper as a six. Then he moved up or further up as like an eight and ended up even as a 10 role. And he connected the pieces. And then when the goals kind of rolled in, came in after the third goal, the game was over. So it was a very, very impressive performance by England.
And Zubi, we mentioned the goalkeeper there. Unfortunately, the Iranian goalkeeper having to leave the field. But talk us through what you saw tonight.
Like Jurgen mentioned before, Bayram Vand, the clear number one from Iran. He's a huge, huge impact goalkeeper for them. And if you lose your clear number one, of course, it's not the same anymore. Even the sub, Hossein, who came in, he couldn't make a lot on the goals. I don't want to blame him in any direction. If you lose your clear number one, you are a big idol at the back, then it's clear Iran couldn't play the same at the back. And of course, we have to talk about the strength, I think, from England. And if you go back for the number one, for the clear number one in my eyes in England is Pickford. And he is the guy, the goalkeeper, who has a massive impact in the game from England. He's also under a massive pressure, like the whole country and the whole team, I mean. And Pickford, he have the availability to play these long balls out of the back. Even on a goal kick, it was interesting to see if Harry Kane, the star striker from England, he was behind the defensive line from Iran, and it was very interesting to see that sometimes or twice he tried even from a goal kick to find Harry Kane in this not offside position. And you see, there is a big connection, a huge connection from Pickford to the players with the playing out style from the back. And twice today, I have to say, he played the ball long into Harry Kane, and if Harry Kane is in a good mood, Jürgen, you know how it is as a striker. If you're in a good mood and you go on these high balls, and your players are playing with you together, like this, you can score goals, and he did it twice today.
Yeah, and I mean, he actually didn't get on the score sheet, Harry Kane, but you have Bellingham, Saka, Sterling, Saka again, Rashford and Grealish. I mean, Jürgen, tell me something about the depth of the attacking England squad.
Yeah, this is really wonderful to see. You know, the quality of the individual players that England really has, especially when they go forward, and you can see it in five different goal scorers for six goals. As I said, Bellingham played an outstanding game, but everyone was really willed to stay alert, to stay in their minds really fresh. They didn't slow down. Iran always tried to slow down the game. They kept the pace, they kept the tempo, they kept the ball moving even until the very last minute. And then obviously when you have a bench like England has right now and brings in, you know, like players like Foden and Rashford and Grealish, then I think every opponent kind of gets a little bit nervous. So it was a wonderful start for England into this World Cup. Nothing is lost for Iran, I would say. They still are in the game. Obviously now the other two teams we're going to play with, the US and Wales. But we saw an impressive performance by England and a tough defeat. Also with six goals for Iran, but there's still two games to play for them.
And Duri, what does that do when on 70 minutes you've obviously just been chasing the ball around for a long period of the game, and then you see that Rashford, Grealish and Foden are coming onto the field? What does that do if you're playing against that team?
In the view from the Asian teams, Asian countries, it's a nightmare. You're tired after 60, 70 minutes and you look on the bench, the opponent team changed, player like Phil Foden, Grealish, Rashford. It's a nightmare for the players and for the coach as well. But I think you said that it's not over for Iran. I think when you see the group, then was England the top team in the group? So they calculated this game and they will prepare the last two games against the USA and the Wales. And I hope Iran will hope that they get the points there.
And we have Harry, our football performance analyst, in the car. So we've spoken a lot about the attacking strengths of England. So Harry, firstly, can you just explain a little bit about what your role is with this technical study group? And then if we have any key numbers from this game tonight.
Yes, my role is to support the technical study group, supporting them at the stadiums and making sure that the data is available to them live in the game. So from our enhanced football intelligence metrics, we have a selection of data sets and metrics coming in throughout the game that we can look at to almost enhance the analysis that we're doing during the match. So, Jürgen, you mentioned Bellingham as a key player. You also mentioned Mount. You mentioned Sterling. So Bellingham was second for the most line breaks in the game with 11. Seven of those breaking the around midfield line. You also mentioned Mount and Sterling. They were joint top for the most defensive line breaks. So they had three each in the game.
So Jürgen, I mean, talk us through a little bit. Why is it so important to break that midfield line?
Well, you know, it's so important that you just find a strategy, you know, kind of playing out of the back or kind of starting from behind, you know, to get step by step, obviously, as fast as possible towards the opponent's goal, you know, final third. And that was something that England did really well. They tried to play the ball quickly through the individual parts on the field, and then obviously breaking, especially the defensive line of the opponents, is so critical, because if you get up to the end line, you can cross it in. If you can get into the box somehow, that's where the goals really happen. So we're looking at those kind of statistics to see, you know, which teams are capable in which amount of time to get basically from the back to the front, and that was very, very impressive today how England did that, how many different players actually did it, you know, and on all parts of the field, on the right side, on the left side, to the middle. As we talked before, even Pickford kind of by hitting long balls sometimes gives you back a variation that we maybe kind of didn't see that much anymore in the last years, because everybody tried to play out of the back. This seems to be now a little bit more a mixture of it, and I think it's a good element because it brings back the goalkeeper again, that he's not only has to be good with his ball, with his feet kind of handling the ball when he's under pressure from the opponents and has to play out of the back, but no, his kicks, long kicks become important again.
But you can tell me, what interesting me, how much did you love it when you receive from the goalkeeper these long, long kicks to you all the time? You need the support, and I think, and I felt today, England are doing this obviously, these long kicks, and then the player around Harry Kane, and from there they started into attacking.
Yeah, and I think that we see in this World Cup quite more teams using that old kind of traditional way a bit more again, going for second balls, having a center forward that can flick it on or they can hold it. So we talked a lot about the false number nine in the last years, you know, because players like Messi that just roam around and make it difficult for center backs actually to catch him. Now we have with a Harry Kane that's a typical number nine. We will see a Lewandowski in games. We will see other center forwards again, and they need to be connected then with the other players around them. If they get the support then by their by their teammates, then this is another weapon to use in order to get into the box and create goal scoring chances. But it also needs to have a goalkeeper that has the confidence to say, you know what, I hit it long and I know where to hit it. And Pickford definitely has those qualities.
So, I mean, it's something we saw potentially last night with Ecuador as well, playing long is something we highlighted. So, guys, fantastic. We are out of the traffic. We are on our way to Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium to watch Wales versus the USA. And Senegal and Netherlands is kicking off anytime soon as well. So hopefully we have a great game tonight. And thank you all for listening once again.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.